Oyster growers on the Washington coast will have a chance to convince regulators to let them use a controversial pesticide to control native burrowing shrimp. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe tells us about the issues at the heart of the upcoming hearing.
The burrowing shrimp can infest oyster beds and turn them into quicksand. In 2015, the Department of Ecology approved conditional use of imidacloprid, a common insecticide that had never before been permitted for use in the water. But after much public outcry, the growers retracted and then came back with a smaller permit application in 2017. This April, Ecology denied that permit. The growers are appealing, saying they think imidacloprid is safe and the science didn't change in 2 years. Ecology's Rich Dengus disagrees.
There's been a huge number of studies around the world and here in the States that have shown that imidacloprid persists more than we originally understood, and that it causes impacts on invertebrates and nervous systems at much lower levels than we understood.
The appeal hearing will take place next September. The oyster growers will have up to 10 days to make their case. They say some companies are already going out of business because of shrimp infestations. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.